Good morning and welcome to Perspectives, a public affairs program produced by Midwest Communications of Holland. In the 1450 WHTC newsroom, I'm News Director Gary Stevens.
We're talking with State Representative Roger Victory. Normally, our discussions, when we have lawmakers come into the studios, talking a little bit about what is going on in Lansing.
Lansing, yep.
But Roger Victory is also owner of Victory Farms, just east of Hudsonville.
That is correct.
We want to talk to a commercial farmer about some of the issues going on today in agriculture. First and foremost, above everything else right now, the weather situation, the long, hard winter. And whether or not, you know, we get an early thaw or not, does that how important is it for commercial and for the mom-and-pop farmer to have decent growing conditions early or normal time?
Well, one aspect, let's bring forward. 2 years ago, it was 80-some degrees this week. And what did that 80-degree, well, we all were loving it. I mean, we were out there and said, what a treat. Now today we're complaining because this wind chill currently is even below zero. But last year, when it was over 80 degrees this past week going into the season, what was the result? We lost basically 90% of our apple harvest. We lost our cherry crop. So there's a price to pay with those abnormalities. Now, right now, we're abnormally cold. However, the ramifications currently, I do know that some of the stone fruit may have been affected with these below zero temperatures right now, but right now the apple crop and those other fruit industries are still holding their own. So if you had to take the lesser of the two evils, we would take what we currently have for the fruit industry than what we had 2 years ago, because that was devastating.
The cold is maybe more important than the snow, because we had record or near record amounts of snow, and some might say that would have been an adverse factor.
Yeah, but the snow is also beneficial because it helps build our soil moisture levels, and even besides the agricultural components for our Great Lakes level. A year ago, one issue we were facing with our low harbors and our dredging concern, so now we have the snowpack, we have the runoff effect, so along with the agriculture, we also, there's a lot of commodities moved by boat and barge through the Mississippi river system, and if we have adequate water supplies, which we will garner this year, we can ship our commodities more effectively, shipping up downriver and also upriver, because the fertilizers and all those inputs that we will need for the spring planting season can be more readily shipped because we have higher river levels, which we were having issues with a year ago and 2 years ago.
You'd like to have high levels. You don't want to have them too high because a five-letter word comes in.
Flood. Exactly. We saw that right in downtown Gramps last year. But fortunately, so far I've been seeing it's been a gradual melt. We get some of those warmer temperatures, and there's a lot of moisture content in this current snow level. If you dig down into it, there's an ice level probably about a half inch thick, and there's a lot of moisture in the snow, more so than in the past.
Now, soil situation, it is something that we take for granted around here. We have great growing conditions. Ottawa County, one of the biggest agricultural counties.
One of the top in the state of Michigan.
And Allegan.
Combined right into the region. I would almost should put in the region. Yeah,
Allegan is no slouch either.
No.
But we take it for granted that we're always going to have this rich soil unless it's not taken care of properly. We're not going to have this rich soil. I would think right now that the soil situation is pretty good in the county.
That's right. But that's one issue, too, that was addressed in the new farm bill, is the conservation methods measures that were taking place. Because if we don't look multiple generations down the road on maintaining these resources, they can be lost. So that's one of the component people wonder, what about the farm bill? What's the purpose of it? But one area they're addressing, which I'm passionate about too, is the conservation measures taking place. It may be soil erosions, and also make sure that streams and rivers are not polluted in aspects of water runoff. That might be the nutrients, it might be the soil itself. So it's a win-win for the agricultural community, but also for the general public. So it's protecting their streams and their resources, their lakes, and that process, which we inherit are passionate about here in Michigan.
Roger, our concern is the agricultural community about water tables. I know Ottawa County's been talking about that.
Right. That's an issue facing, because a lot of people don't understand there's a uniqueness in Ottawa County. There's a couple different water tables or reservoirs. There's that surface level, and then there's that's like on the top 30 feet of there. And this season, that'll be we're going to have plenty of water in that upper level. Then there's a mid-level where a lot of homeowners' wells are tapping out of. That seems to be being pulled out faster and it's being replenished. Then there's a lower layer below that mid-level, and some of the wells that have been puncturing through that section have salinity issues. So that water level is of different quality level, and so when you overextend the use of those reservoirs, you start to get salinity issue, which is a problem. And the key area is people don't understand, but those reservoirs are rejuvenating, not right here in Iowa County, but it could be way up in Grayling area of the part of the state, and it takes a tremendous amount of time for a lot water to migrate down into this basin that we have here. We have a similar issue on the east side of the state of Michigan, and that's where some research has been going on and getting a solid baseline of where we're at.
One final thing, Roger Victory, and you mentioned it a little bit earlier talking about the federal farm bill. Mm-hmm. It seems as if people were all concerned about agriculture and the farm bill when we didn't have it. Now it's been passed and everybody said, okay, fine, and, you know, we can just move on to other things. But yet, you're on the front lines. You have to deal with the ramifications, good or bad, of this farm bill. Mm-hmm. Is it still too early to say whether or not it's a good bill, or can you say, hey, they did okay in Congress, or no, we got to go back and fix it?
I think we moved in the right direction as far as on the production side. Now, there's the vast majority of the expenditures is on nutrition, but I can speak on the production side. And on the production side, we moved away, transitioned from these direct payments, which I had a hard time understanding and justifying to the taxpayers. We moved now toward more for insurance and getting those compensations of insurance, which since we're such a specialized industry, the free market is not there to provide that service. So long term, we're moving in the right direction. I call the welfare direct payment checks go away from there, but what does the role of government can be in play, and that is offering something that the private sector cannot offer us in the agricultural sector.
We're talking with Zeeland Congressman Bill Heisinger. A study by Bankrate.com showed that a third of Americans plan to remain uninsured. Most of those who plan to go without health insurance will do so because they think it's too expensive. 70% aren't aware of the available subsidies that can lower their health insurance costs. And over half of uninsured Americans are not aware the deadline to sign up for health insurance is March 31st. To me, it sounds like this is no surprise to me about all these results.
Yes, and while the deadline's March 31st, until the administration moves the deadline again. I mean, that's part of the problem is, there's a law that this administration helped draw up. Certainly the president signed it into law. He signed this bill into law. But now he's not willing to abide by the provisions of the law that he advocated for and signed, and turned into law. So it's like, how in the world do people have a sense of confidence? Yesterday I tweeted out a number of things, not just about the CFPB, but about a couple of other articles. And so I encourage people to go Facebook and my Twitter account. At the end of the day, we need access to high quality care at lower prices. And we saw report after report how costs are increasing. Yesterday, one of the things was specifically cancer institutes and cancer hospitals are being turned away and are being left off of approved lists by these health plans, and they're looking around saying, okay, well, now that our cancer patients are coming to us for specific expertise and specific techniques and those kinds of things, and now they're not even going to be allowed to utilize these cancer centers. And it's like, wait a minute, I thought it was about greater access. I thought it was about if you liked the plan that you were on, you could keep your plan. And again, these guys in the administration just keep trying to move the goalposts at every opportunity because they know it's not going to work the way that it's currently set up. But they don't want to go back to the legislature to battle that out. They just want to do it all on their own, and that's not how the system works constitutionally.
One other thing along those lines about moving the goalposts and the ramifications of that, the American Medical Association sent a warning to doctors telling them to watch out for a 90-day grace period that allows individuals to enroll in health insurance plans without paying for them. Now, during the grace period, the individual appeared to be covered and could run up significant bills before the provider cancels their health plan and can deny claims during the last 60 days of an unpaid plan with a doctor forced to eat the cost. Again, another provision that wasn't thought of when they started moving these, as you say, goalposts back.
Yeah, and you know, it's those kinds of gaps that they are creating in the way that they're implementing the rules, or in some cases, not even implementing the rules. And you know, we still have computer glitches, and we still have all these problems at the state level. And in fact, one of the articles I tweeted out was the Detroit News. Glitches stall 84,000 Medicaid requests in Michigan. And in some states, they've actually gone to hand filling out by hand applications again, because the computer system has been so badly bungled. And it's like, how in this day and age can we find ourselves in this situation, in this spot? It's stunning to me. And the fact that this administration doesn't want to admit that there are significant problems is as much of the problem as anything.
And that's Perspectives for this week. From the 1450 WHTC Newsroom, I'm Gary Stevens. Thank you very much for joining me. And listen again next week at this time for more Perspectives.